It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Is a cleanse right for me? I always get these questions, you know, from my health and wellness community. You know, cleanses have been around since ancient times, and we really know a lot about those springtime phenomenons, right? We could do a spring cleaning or spring cleanse. As the winter ends, people would want to shed the winter layer of fat that they have accumulated in order to keep warm. In some religions, and cleanses and fasting have long been used to support a path to spiritual rebirth. Today, most of the popular forms of cleansing, though, is limited to diet intake in some way for a short period of time. Many have cleanse-specific boosters that may be part of the diet protocol, such as herbal laxatives, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and other anti-inflammatory supplements and antioxidants. Some also, we talk about relaxation techniques, which may be recommended as well, such as massaging, hot saunas, soaking baths, and aromatherapy. While the body naturally detoxes itself fairly efficiently, most of the time, people today are exposed to many more toxins in our everyday life. You know, from the chemicals that we breathe and we apply to our skin and even we ingest, of course. Environmental toxins from our drinking water, our food with the antibiotics and hormones in our meat, pesticides covered fruits and vegetables, chemicals all around the house that we clean our home with, and even within the skincare products that we slather on. Our bodies can easily become stressed and unhealthy from these toxic overloads. Now, what is the goal of a cleanse? You know, what is a goal? So that we typically want the cleanse to do this. We want to detoxify our toxins out of our body. We want to heal the inflammation in the gut, in the liver, in the kidneys, and also in other organs like your blood vessels. We want to reduce food cravings such as sugar and fried foods, alcohol and coffee, a lot of us have every single day. We want to have weight loss, especially getting rid of that dreaded swollen belly. And finally, for a diet reset, right? We want to kick off a better eating plan. If you want to know about some of the foods that I talk about, you can go to my website, drsuzanne.com, and on the front page, there is an actual banner where you can opt in for the list of the do's and don'ts, swollen belly do's and don'ts. Check that out, everyone. But you know what? I want to talk a little bit more about these thousands of different types of cleansing programs. You know, number one, fasting cleanses. This is all about dramatically limiting your calorie intake, or maybe just even having only water. I am not a big supporter of fasting cleanses. And because these types of cleanses will stress your body out and basically make it think that it's starving. You're going to be literally your valuable proteins coming from your bones, your muscles, and all major organs will start to break down for your survival because you are in starvation mode. And basically much of your weight loss is from protein and muscle mass, right? So really important that you do not go through these types of fasting. Now, some people are strong proponents of intermittent fasting, where you eat entire day's food within only 8 hours and then eat nothing for the next 16 hours. Now, they say that it helps with losing weight and feeling more energized, but I recommend if you want to do intermittent fasting, you know, fast only for 12 hours straight. From your dinner to the next day breakfast, such as eating 7 p.m., that night and the next day, don't eat anything until after 7 a.m. That way you're going to be able to heal your body more optimally. Next, juice cleanses. It is a strict dietary regimen with only fruit and vegetable juices. Now, this is unhealthy because in fruit juice, you're going to have a high level of fructose from the fruit. Really high level of fructose. Also, the fructose can be a big problem because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be increasing the triglycerides in your body, and your liver ends up becoming fatty. So we don't want to have too high of a sugar juicing. You know, I really love my majority of my juicing to be organic, nutrient-dense vegetables like green vegetables, spinach and collard greens, and as well as even kale and cucumber, you know, and you can throw in a little bit of berries in for taste. Now, dark berries such as blueberries can help your liver get rid of certain toxins, so that's actually really good for you to use. Now, you can also take a look at the green drink. I drink my greens first every single day. I do it twice a day. And again, you can get that at my website. So liver cleanses. What is a liver cleanse? Because often people come in and say, I want to flush out my toxins and do a liver cleanse. Now, there are a variety of products out there and recipes for drinks to flush out your toxins through the bile ducts of our liver. And one of it is the mixture of olive oil and lemon juice. I've done that myself. But I really want to tell you that what you want to do is eat really regularly healthy, non-inflammatory foods on my list that can help detoxify the liver naturally. If you don't have trouble with gas and bloating, you can also eat the vegetables that are really good in helping you detox more through the kidneys, such as bok choy, broccoli, and cauliflower. And it transports the toxins into your urine, which will even then help your liver cells recover from detoxification. So foods high in sulfur, all that smelly foods that make your urine smell as well, like kale and Brussels sprouts, these are foods high in glutathione, and it will also help you get rid of the liver, help your liver detoxify even better, including milk thistle and dandelion root. Dandelion root tea is excellent for your bile flow. I drink that sometimes. Every few months, I do a liver cleanse myself, and it really helps. And the reason why I like to do specific drinks and food is because it's something that you can incorporate into your day-to-day life, and you don't feel like you're just about to have a major detoxing Herxheimer reactions where you get really, really sick. It's all about doing it naturally without causing a major burden to your organs and systems. And I do suggest that a little self-restraint on alcohol, sugar, and other liver-impacting toxins is a really great strategy. Now, colon cleanses. Colon cleanses are all about using herbal remedies, and some people use laxatives or enemas to focus on cleaning out the colon. Now, there isn't a great deal of research data supporting this, that is necessary for a healthy bowel. I truly believe that it's great for you to make sure you have high levels of fiber intake to strengthen your good bacteria flora, and also make sure that when you do take your fibers, you can also add a good probiotic or fermented foods like what I do. Being that I'm Korean, I love kimchi, but there's also coconut kefir and coconut yogurt that will help protect your colon and increase the bowel movements. We want your bowels to evacuate naturally. Now, some people opt for colon irrigation called colon therapy, where there's a tube that is placed in the rectum and several gallons of water introduced. And what ends up happening, though, is that can actually deplete the probiotics, the healthy microbiome in your gut. So again, some people, I do recommend that if you've got super, super bad constipation. If you haven't had a good bowel movement in 4 to 5 days, even a week, then a colon irrigation may be necessary. Or an enema that you can do at home may be necessary. But really important that you up your good probiotic. Alright, so what else? Detoxing cleanses. Detoxing cleanses is basically making sure that you are using nutrients and supplements and eliminating the foods that are allergenic, like dairy and gluten, caffeine, and alcohol. And with detox cleanses, I use the allergy elimination cleanse, which is what I talk about it in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover. Improving upon your body's natural detoxification and gaining a healthier gut and reducing inflammation, you can do your best by eliminating all the toxin load from your environment, as well as making sure you eat the right foods. And again, with allergy elimination, you know what? You want to really use the big organ called the skin. And you can get my skin article at Huffington Post. If you look at Huffington Post, I have written a nice article about detoxing through your skin. Make conscious decisions to keep your body inflammatory free. This involves a commitment to a healthier lifestyle versus following the latest cleanse fad. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. This is Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Suzanne. Stay well.